And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. First time I said it today. Wow. Last time I'm going to say it today. Anyway, Bob, we've got one of the board of directors on the Grillin' line right now. Take it away, baby.
Yeah, on the Grillin' line right now, we've got from Lafayette, Louisiana, Mr. T. Gidd. How are you, brother?
The big, hey, bonsoir, y'all. How y'all been?
The big sexy.
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked to you.
It has. I was thinking y'all didn't love me no more. Oh. Y'all might have found a new board member or something. No. I don't know.
No. You're the one and the only, baby. Come on now.
Well, you know there's two left. Rest in peace. God's taking care of Rob Russell, but right. We still got you and Big Paulie.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad and I'm very honored to be on your show and to be a board of director.
Now,
it is the highest honor.
If you've not listened before and never heard T. Gidd, we go way back from the smoker days when I was repping for a certain manufacturer and how I met Rob Russell. But you also have a television show called Grilling with the Gurus. And people can follow you on the YouTube.
Well, it's not on YouTube actually, but you can watch all our shows on Facebook. If you search Grilling with the Guru, Keith and Gidry and Kirk Guillory, you can find all our episodes posted on our Facebook site. It's a proprietary thing that the TV station doesn't want to post it through YouTube. So, but you can watch them on our Facebook site. You're going to find some interesting stuff.
You're going to laugh really hard, too. You're going to laugh really hard.
We're going to have a good time. There's no doubt about that.
Well, it's kind of like what we're doing as well. You know, it's like nobody wants to pay us to do this much, but we just have a good time. And therefore, you just keep doing it.
And some more of his bona fides. This man is actually hunted with the Duck Dynasty folks who are his neighbors. And I've got the proof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some good people right there, man.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The Robertson family is definitely salt of the earth. We need them.
Yeah.
So,
yes, sir.
I'm thinking some guys are shooting some duck right now, and maybe they're tired of the way that their mom used to make it for them or the way their wife's making it because they don't know how. And I want the T. Gidd to give them some good Cajun duck.
Well, I tell you, there's a couple of different recipes I like using, following whenever I cook duck, whether it's wild or Muscovy or whatever. But one is, the bacon wrap marinated, teal breast or duck breast, you marinate it in like a Thousand Island dressing mix overnight in the refrigerator, which kind of pickles it, so it kind of almost pre-cooks the meat because of the vinegar and the acid in the concoction. But you marinate it overnight, and if it's a larger breast like a mallard or a pintail or something like that, you can actually cut them in half. You want them the size of a teal breast, so I don't know portion-wise how many pounds or ounces that is, but basically you want to have it in a manageable size and you want to marinate it overnight. Then you take some, I like using applewood smoked bacon, but if you can't find applewood smoked bacon, you can use maplewood smoked bacon or hickory, whatever you got. Wrap it up real tight, toothpick it, and then set your coals on your grill to like a medium setting, and then just place it right directly over the grill. Coals and people have asked me, well, how do you know when the duck is cooked and it's edible? And my common comeback is when the bacon's done, the duck is done.
Absolutely.
When the bacon's done, and I don't mean done to where it's like if you pinched it between your fingers, it turns into like a crust. I like my bacon kind of more on a rubbery type of
chewy.
Cooked type. Yeah. But when the bacon's done and you cut into that breast, it's going to be a beautiful, kind of like a rare, medium rare type of doneness. But again, keep in mind that you had that pickled overnight in a vinegar-based marinade. So you could probably take it out the refrigerator, cut it, and eat it right there. But, you cook the bacon, and I'm telling you, it's like eating a filet mignon. It is unbelievable. It has no wild taste to it whatsoever. I've had people that swore they would never eat a wild duck, and when they tasted it, they thought they were eating like a piece of filet mignon that was wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
So there's your reason for cutting the big breast in half, because You want that protein to be small enough that it'll cook through with the speed of the bacon.
Exactly, and you get more seasoning, you know, around it. I didn't talk about that. Besides the marinade, you want to season it before you wrap it in the bacon, and maybe dust it a little bit on top of the bacon. And then the second way that I like cooking, and I learned this from a restaurateur here in Lafayette, Louisiana, it's called the honey glazed baked duck. And the best way to do it is you get your duck, you don't marinate it, and you season it to flavor. And you put your cast iron skillet over a hot grill, and you get it really hot, like you're getting ready to blast a ribeye, you know. And you put a little bit of olive oil in the bottom of the skillet. You pan sear the breast for about 5 minutes on each side. You can rotate it a little bit more frequently so you don't burn it. But, you know, you want to cook it about 5 minutes on each side, equivalent of around 10 minutes total. And at the tail end, you want to lower your coals and then take you some honey. And drizzle it over the duck breast. You can even use like a nice cane syrup if you want, but I like the honey. And then you just kind of slowly finish cooking it to the doneness, and I like getting it up to about probably 125, 130, and then take it off. And I'm telling you, the sweet with the seasoning and the heat and the tenderness of that duck breast is indescribable. It is unbelievable.
You probably get your hands on some Tupelo honey down there.
Well, you know, we got all kinds. You know, we got Bernard's and a bunch of local Cajun type honeys down here. And I've always been told you want to eat your local honey, because if you have allergies, I don't know if this might be some bull I'm throwing, but if you have allergies, the pollen and everything that's used in the local making of honey kind of builds up an immune system because you're taking it in indirectly. Neat. You believe that?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just what I've heard, you know.
Yeah, why not?
So
makes sense.
Why not? Yeah. You know, and then if you have the partaking kind, you could actually get some.
Did we lose you, Keith?
Put a little shot of whiskey in that skillet with it, and or you can drink it, or you can do both.
You know? So you might also know the Guidry family. Because they own the Percy Guidry Company, and that's the maker of the Cajun Grill. And they have a new version, the Stainless Pro, the Cajun Pro. And that, how do you spell Pro?
P-R-E-A-U-X.
Yeah, there you go.
You spell it the right way.
Good Cajun spelling. And I have the old school Cajun on my over in my solid fuel cook area in the back. Because I separate the gas and the wannabes from the solid real stuff.
Yeah, I've seen your patio, and if you looked at mine right now, I got a gas grill, and I got our new, we got the Pro model, but we also got the smoker, the combo grill, and that's spelled C-O-M-B-A-U-X, and then I got the old trusty little Cajun over there, so I got my little arsenal. People say, you know, man, it must be nice being in the grill business. I'm like, dude, you're a mechanic. You probably never pay for a mechanic to do any work on your car. He said, yeah, but I'm doing the work.
Right, yeah.
So did you?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, every job has its perks.
Are you right. Still, did you move? Do you have a new deck now?
Well, you know, it's in progress. We did move, and we have a beautiful patio, but it's not really what I would like to see as a finished product as I hit my early part of my retirement life, so we got some improvements, and I can't wait to show you as we go down that road. Yeah. And we've got some work going on at the lake house, which I know I need to get you down to Toledo Bend so we can catch some big old bass and throw that on the Cajun.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of irons in the fire there, Barbecue Bob and John.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And but we'll pull some out and make them work here one of these days. You know,
life's, that's right, bro.
Life's good, and we'll get down. We'll you know bend an elbow and share some stories.
You know, like yeah, they got a little election thing going on here. You know,
Don't get him started.
Well, I don't want to get you started, but I'd like to just kind of get you thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But hey, regardless, we got to cook. We got to eat.
That's right. That's right.
And everybody does need to get out and vote. And you know what? That's your civic duty and your responsibility. And you just got to get out and place your vote.
I voted five times already. I'm thinking about doing a few more times before it's all over with.
My great grandpa's going to vote.
You doing that by mail?
Yeah.
I'm doing it any way I can, bro.
I'll just say this. when you're voting, just keep in mind that there's, we really only have one enemy on this earth, and that's China. They're taking our jobs, and we got to keep somebody in place that'll keep them in check.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
And not be on their payroll. So, but anyway, enough about that. Anyway, hey, T-Gid, we appreciate you tuning in with us, man. I know you're a busy dude, but it's fun.
We love y'all so much, and I tell you, it's so refreshing to know that you guys are out there leading the charge, and y'all doing such a great job educating the public, because they know as well as I do that there's a starving population out there that just is wanting information, and y'all are out there giving them the good stuff. So God bless y'all.
You too.
Likewise.
Thanks, brother. All right, that's Keith.
All right, talk to y'all soon.
All right. Love you, man. That is
au revoir.
T-Gid from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Coming up next, we're going to wild turkey. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.